neighborhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The country's current pass mark sets the bar too low and hampers meaningful education. That's the opinion of Hendrik Makaneta, an education activist. He's been commenting ahead of Parliament's vote today on Bolt One SA's motion to end the 30% pass mark for matric subjects. The party feels it should be lifted to 50%. The vote comes after Friday's debate, with Bosa arguing that the country faces the highest youth unemployment rates globally, meaning keeping a pass matric pass mark at 30% is self-defeating. Makaneta agrees, saying such a low standard entrenches mediocrity and harms human capital development. He says 30% doesn't reflect real readiness for employment.
If we are to scrap this 30% pass mark, this can actually lead to a very important symbolic and, you know, practical step. But it should also form part of a very comprehensive plan so that we can be able to improve quality within the classroom.
Makaneta says he understands a 30% pass mark was introduced partly because of the high dropout rate.
And we know that once we raise the bar, we might experience failures, or the high failure rate of learners, because most of them are already used to this 30%. But if we start at the foundation level to ensure that we beef up that particular sector with highly qualified teachers who can be able to teach at that level, in the long run, we will probably see an improvement.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu is in the hot seat at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry. Mchunu, who's currently on a leave of absence, is said to present evidence this afternoon. He was implicated by KZN's police chief in Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi in claims of corruption and political interference linked to a move to dissolve the Political Killings Task Team. Mkhwanazi alleged it was a response to the unit's probe into cases that may have involved the minister's associates. Mchunu maintained his innocence before Parliament's ad hoc inquiry. Speaking to the SABC in October, he said he's ready to testify before the Madlanga Commission.
This is the period of the commission, and I am ready to go to the commission. But like any other person, when there are allegations against you, you need to get the opportunity, and I'm grateful that an opportunity is coming for me to have my say, and that is what I've been longing for.
And Venezuela's president has rejected what he's called a slave's peace, adding that a U.S. military deployment in the Caribbean has been testing his country for months. Supporters of Nicolas Maduro marched in Caracas yesterday, denouncing what they say are threats from Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump has ramped up pressure on Maduro with a major naval buildup launching strikes on suspected drug-faring boats. The White House confirmed this morning that a top U.S. Navy commander ordered a second strike on an alleged drug smuggling vessel. It appeared to have targeted survivors from an initial operation. Democratic senators have called for Congress to investigate these September strikes, with renewed concerns over a possible war crime. Most parts of KZN are under a yellow level 2 severe thunderstorm warning, with the weather office drawing attention to areas in the province's northwestern region. Heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail and excessive lightning could lead to flooding on roads and in low-lying areas later. Otherwise, a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today, Richards Bay 29. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.